Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So last week, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat announced more than $500 million will be allocated to support digital transformation of businesses. And he did say that those who are willing to transform will not be left behind.
Yeah, that willingness counts for a lot, doesn't it? And it's not just the government that recognises helping businesses going digital will be better support for Singapore's economy.
Online marketplace Carousell is offering 1,000 packages to heartland retailers and service merchants to take their businesses online.
Eligible merchants will receive a one-time 90% funding support from Enterprise Singapore under its Enhanced Enterprise Development Grant when they sign up for CaruBiz. It's a CaruBiz booster package. That's what Carousell are calling it.
Yeah. So what are some of the biggest challenges currently facing heartland merchants, and how will this package support these merchants? Joining us on the line to tell us more is Ng Chee Soon, Managing Director, Carousell Singapore. Chee Soon, good morning. How are you?
Very good morning to you, Elliot, and good morning, Manisha. I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Good to hear that. Well, walk us through what the package will provide retailers with and who's eligible to apply and receive the package, because I'm sure right now people are very interested.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we've received some very interesting early number of applications. But back to your question, the CaruBiz Booster Package consists of a few things. Firstly, it's a 6-month CaruBiz subscription. That subscription provides a suite of premium seller tools, which is designed to help grow businesses. For example, they have custom collections for product categorization and also profile promotion for driving more traffic. The package also includes 2 listing quota, as well as access to 48,000 coins. These Carousell coins are credits which merchants can use to purchase in-app marketing and advertising tools. And you asked about eligibility. The merchants need to be a business entity that is registered in Singapore. That is easy. They need to have a minimum of 30% of local shareholding. It must not be a company that has turnover exceeding $100 million a year, not having employee count above 200. And finally, they must not be an existing paying account with Carousell.
Chee Soon, you brought up earlier that the CaruBiz subscription is valid for 6 months. I'm curious, though, how did you come up with that time frame? And is it enough time for these heartland merchants to learn how to digitalize?
Yeah, well, I think 6 months, we think, is a very reasonable time. Firstly, for these merchants to digitalize their business, learn how to use it and be productive, and to tie over this very difficult period. The good thing about Carousell is that it is a platform, very low barrier of entry. It is, in fact, a very intuitive app that makes buying and selling possible for everyday users like you and I. In fact, if you've used that before, you will realize that to sell a product, all you need to do is to just snap a photo, and that's it. But of course, you know, CaruBiz isn't a tool that all of us are necessarily familiar with. So the retailers who need more help can use our live support chat or even request for a sales consultant. But we also have easily digestible guides on how to use CaruBiz, and we do run regular masterclass webinar series. But beyond that, if you prefer a personal touch of having someone explain it to you, we also have a dedicated team of client success managers to help onboard new users and help them be successful on our platform.
Okay. I have to say, for when it comes to purchasing, you do make it a little bit too easy for some people, particularly where I'm concerned. So, Chee Soon, I had a different sort of a question, which is, I would have thought that with everything going on in the world right now, Carousell would have been really caught up dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's impacted its business. So why did you get involved with this other project at this time?
That's a very good question. In fact, we are kept very busy from a business standpoint because, you know, there are certain categories that are growing like crazy on our platform. The listings are still growing. But I suppose with many people staying at home, it does mean that a lot of people are spending a lot of their time online as well. And in terms of why we are getting involved in this, we did notice that there are a lot of businesses both international as well as local businesses being affected by the COVID-19 situation. And we also saw that while many retailers considered scaling online and also move their businesses to e-commerce solutions to cope with the dynamic and very challenging market environment, we saw that many heartland merchants are still struggling due to their lack of e-commerce experience. Their business models may actually not be suited for the larger e-commerce websites. So therefore, as I mentioned earlier, ours being a very super easy to use platform with very low barrier of entry, we then saw this opportunity to step in to help them digitalize easily. And why we went to try to look for, you know, Enterprise Singapore to come in to work with us is that, you know, naturally they are the agency that supports enterprise development, including the digitalization of heartland merchants. So in addition to the 90% funding support for merchants to participate in our program provided by ESG, we are also tapping onto their network, SME centers, and merchant association contacts to reach out to heartland merchants who might not be otherwise reached through our usual channels. Yeah, in fact, this is also part of our ongoing support local initiatives to support our users and local merchants across our regional markets during this COVID-19 situation. And some of the programs in Singapore that you might have seen include Made in SG, which is a partnership with the Singapore Brand Office for local creative freelancers. We also worked with Unilever in partnership for the support local F&B businesses. And also a pretty significant activity we did was free ads for charity. That was a $2 million advertising support program to help nonprofit organizations across the entire region.
Chisun, when you talked about how you were reaching out to these heartland merchants, right? What I'm curious about is how do you sell Carobiz to them? How do you sell it as a unique solution?
Yeah, well, Carobiz, in the first place, it's a very easy to use platform and also very affordable, I might add. And it's actually a collection of seller tools that when they use appropriately can actually help them be really successful. For example, it includes video listings, right? So that means you can actually upload videos of your product or of your services. That would typically, you know, through our research, invite more clicks and more attention from potential buyers. It comes with custom collections so that you can, you know, categorize your different products. There is the profile cover photo as well so that you can brand yourself better. There's also premium seller badge to increase your credibility. And above that, right, on a monthly basis, you will also receive a business analytics report to provide you with insight to help you decide when you want to buy extra services like or a spotlight, for example. And as I mentioned earlier, it's very affordable. The typical Carobiz subscription costs just $29.98 per month.
Of course, Chisung, we know that the government has promised $500 million to support digital transformation. It's also encouraging e-payments and e-invoicing. In fact, headlines from the Straits Times today show that digital ambassadors are set to earn $1,800 to $2,100 a month thanks to this government initiative. Obviously, the push is great. How does the likes of Carobiz work in tandem with what the government is doing?
I think it just complements it very well. Firstly, as I mentioned, it's so easy to digitalize their solutions on Carousel. And once they come onto Carousel, and they can, of course, make use of e-payment options that are either already provided for as hooks within Carousel or to, you know, come on, get on board to other e-payment solutions and easily integrate onto our platform. And talking about e-payments, Carousel has also introduced some time back a payments and delivery solutions. It's called the Carousel Protection Solution. So it helps when merchants want to provide delivery and peace of mind for the buyers to pay for the product and be kept in escrow until both seller and buyer agree that the delivery has taken place and are satisfied with the transaction, and then fee payment is released to the seller.
Right.
So that's already in place.
Right. But Chisoon, I want to get your personal opinion. And obviously, Carousel being a digital platform, you often see the data on this. I want to understand how uphill the struggle is for Singapore getting digitized. Do you see a difference in terms of demographic as to how people respond to getting online and putting their business online? Do you see that it's perhaps more difficult to approach for the older folk? I don't know. Could you tell us?
Yeah, I think that's the conventional wisdom. And we do see from our data that the younger folks are more nimble and they find it a lot easier to get on our platform. But we have also encountered many situations where we are seeing the more elderly group of people who come on board our platform, both as buyers and sellers as well. And that is, in fact, one of the challenges that we sort of obsess over to try and solve the problems of, which is to make our platform so easy to use, so intuitive and so affordable that it removes all but the most difficult barriers for people to get on our platform. And in that respect, I must say that while it's still largely an uphill task to get the general public, especially the more elderly folks and the less tech-savvy ones to come on board, I think we are slowly nibbling away that problem and making a good headway in that respect.
All right. So we've been speaking with Ng Chisoon, Managing Director, Carousel Singapore this morning. Chisoon, thank you so much for taking the time. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.